Everything is becoming centralized. You save operating costs. It's efficient. And you look at these enormous public buildings with a job center, a library, a medical center, and a citizen service center. Now, they must cost 300 to 400 million Danish krona to build. So what you save in operating costs will never pay back what they originally cost to build. But on the other hand, you've completely emptied towns and the countryside of function. There are unmanned libraries, and then they're closed down. There's no music schools, no health service, no police, and nothing like a town hall. Slowly, it all dies. The whole main street is empty. Empty shops because there could be a massive hypermarket outside town, and that's centralization too. There's nothing. Schools are closed. The small local daycare centers. Everything is closed and consolidated in efficient mega buildings with low operating cost. Down in Southern Zealand where I lived, we went to a convent school. It was a small school, and all the children, their parents, and teachers knew each other. No one ever got lost. It was just around the corner. So you played with your classmates, and there was a beach where you could go play at break time. The schoolyard was a beach. But the convent school closed. It wasn't profitable. 30 kilometers away was a monstrous mega building with 1,500 pupils. And what 15-year-old boy gets on his moped to drive 30 kilometers to get to an unmanned library just to borrow a Harry Potter book? No one. None. The craziest thing is that the infrastructure and public transport have already also been completely wrecked. You can't even get there. It's impossible. If you want to go to the island of Moon, how can you get there? A regional train, maybe. There might be a couple of buses to steal you from Vordingborg during the day, but you can't get out and you can't get away. Perhaps it's because they don't want us to get out there, and maybe they don't want the people left behind to ever get away.